Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know what I love about you fans? What I love about fans is how you can turn on a dime. Because all I heard last night was, man, those uniforms are some kind of ugly. God, those things are terrible. God, those uniforms are trash. They suck. Hey, we should wear those uniforms every night.
Hey, a win is a win. Hey, wins do that for you, man. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning? Waking up to a good to win. Very, very good to win.
In ugly uniforms.
I didn't have a problem with them. I mean, but then again, I'm not a uniform guy. Like, it's not like it's one of those things that I get all up in my feels about what they have on, what they're wearing. I thought they were pretty cool. I mean, it wasn't a color that you're used to seeing, but I thought they were pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody loves them now because suddenly, they beat LeBron and the Lakers last night. How about that? I mean, they come out, Hugh, and they are just raining threes.
On fire. And, the storyline after the game obviously was the fact that, you know, it's funny listening to people talk about it, like the nationally, and saying, oh, well, you know, the Hawks get past the Lakers, or they squeak past the Lakers, or something negative towards the Hawks, like they shouldn't have, because they were working on their 19th win, like they shouldn't have won the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were coming off a little bit of a losing streak,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they played well. They came out and they played with a lot more energy. And the thing that jumped out to me is in the third quarter, they play with a lot more energy.
Right, because you thought, that's what I thought. The pattern with them
has been the third quarter.
Yeah, fade in the third quarter.
But I will say this also, and this is not me hating, because I think that a win is a win, and that's how I feel about it. But when you're in a situation when, you know that there's a good chance that you're going to get fired, it's hard to get motivated to go out there and play, because there was a stretch during that game, especially in the fourth quarter, where, nobody was shooting well, especially mm-hmm. the Lakers. So I attribute most of that to the fact that everybody on that team for the Lakers outside of LeBron James is expendable, even the coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, even the coach, right?
even the coach is expendable.
Does Luke Walton know that he's
– I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he does. And, we've speculated. Now, I would probably have to ask AT this. Now, if Luke Walton does not make it past the All-Star game, because we've had this discussion before, does this validate our suspicions that LeBron James is a coach killer? Does that kind of validate it a little bit? If all of a sudden Luke Walton, we move on from Luke Walton, does that kind of validate it a little bit? Or is there smoke? Let me pull that back, because let me say, is there smoke if they have to move on from Luke Walton? As I see Daryl looking at AT waiting to see what his answer is going to be. But wait a minute, AT. Wait a minute. Hold up now. Now, I'm just asking for a friend. If there's if there's a young lady, a beautiful young lady out there that guys want to date, and she has a pattern of being, like they say, an alligator woman or a heartbreaker, isn't it safe to say that she potentially is a heartbreaker? If they say, hey man, every guy that she dated, she broke their heart.
Is that who you're going after, a heartbreaker now?
No, I'm just trying to put it in context where people can understand. I'm just trying to. Oh, see, look at him. Now he's deflecting.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying it's. I know that's a bad thing to say about somebody, but if there's a pattern there, I think it's safe to say that there's a little bit of smoke. I'm not going to put that on him because I understand what that means as far as a player is concerned, and that's probably hard for coaches to want to work with you.
All right, but, I mean, let's ask the Lakers fan. I mean, we have a resident Lakers fan, right? So Lakers fan.
I don't know where he's going with this.
Will Luke Walton be fired today?
I don't think he'll be fired today, but I think it's imminent.
Okay, is today imminent?
It should have been last night.
It would not shock me, Hugh, to your point, if Luke Walton got fired today.
I don't know. I think there's a little bit of a rift. And then when you hear – I think part of it is because – and the reason why the Lakers are playing the way that they're playing. Because, dude, you can't go to work knowing that you're – like, this might be your last day here. That's a rough feeling knowing that the bosses have tried to shop you. Like, you've been shopped. And then they come in office and say, hey, man, you know, trade deadline come and go. Hey, man, my bad. Be a man about it. Suck it up. Go about your business. That's a tough – like, it's, no matter what, no matter how much we talk about being a professional – and things of that nature in sports, that's a tough pill to swallow for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's not built like that. Everybody just can't, you know, forget the fact that, you know, they probably could have been traded a couple days ago and just go back to work like nothing's happened. That's a tough pill to swallow for some people.
Well, both teams struggled shooting in the second half last night. Trae Young went a little cold, but nonetheless, he had 22 points. He also had 14 assists, and John Collins had 22 points and 8 rebounds. The Hawks knock off the Lakers last night at State Farm Arena, 117-113, in one of their better wins of the year. They've had a number – the funny thing about the Hawks is they've had a number of really good wins this year, if you think about it.
Would you call them signature wins?
Yeah, I mean, they beat Philadelphia, Oklahoma City. They've beaten the Lakers. Now, they've struggled against some of the lesser teams, but they have managed to beat some of the better teams in the NBA, and they had a big feather in their cap last night. And again, it was Collins and Young, the two guys that this weekend are going to be at the Rising Stars game. Young's going to be in the Skills Challenge. John Collins, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the program, and the slam dunk. We're going to talk about it over the next couple of days because we're going to bring on those great slam dunk champions of the Atlanta Hawks. Today, in the 9 o'clock hour, if you're back in your car, Spud Webb is going to be on with us. We're going to catch up with Anthony and see what he's been up to over the years. Spud Webb, of course, an incredible fan favorite here in Atlanta. All 5 foot six of him? Is that what he is about Kyler Murray's height? Mm-hmm. Give him his inch. With hops. I mean, 5'7" and wins the slam dunk contest. And by the way, that wasn't just give it to him. It wasn't like, oh, Spud, sure, you're 5'7".
No, he earned dunk. That thing.
Oh, he earned that thing.
He earned that thing.
Yeah, and he beat Tommy, which is funny if you think about it. And so, credit to the Hawks. The young Hawks making another little mark here. And so, again, we've been saying this, Hugh, B-Hawks cool before the Hawks are cool.
Yeah, that was a great win from last night, man. My son had a chance to go to the game. Shout out to my man, Little Hugh. You know, it's funny last night because he was going to the game. He chose his mother over me to take to the game, which is cool. Uh-huh. Not tripping. I heard a lot of people were there last night. They had a great time. But he called me last night, John. And this is what he asked me. I know he hates when I talk about him on the air, but I'm going to tell this story. He said, Dad, do you know Steve Holman? And I was like, yeah, I do. I said, I do know Steve. I said, he's a good dude. Do you think he will, if you ask him, he'll give me an autograph? I said, sure. I'm pretty sure if you get a chance to see him, that he would give you an autograph.
I just thought
it was cool that he, that, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you got all those athletes on the court. You got LeBron James in the building. This cat calls and asks me, do you think I can get Steve Holman's autograph?
But think about it this way. Does he know you as a football player? Does he know you as a broadcaster?
He knows
right?
me as dad.
Yeah, like, but professionally, he knows you as a broadcaster.
No, but you talking about my son?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He knows me as dad. He doesn't see me. He doesn't see me as anything else.
Yeah, but
dad.
But the job that you do.
Yeah.
That he's grown up with is you are a broadcaster.
Yeah, but this is the thing though, John. He for him it doesn't register.
Okay.
Like we've been through the airport. We've seen Dominique walking through the airport. We met Orlando Pace and all these other people. And he, you know, it's funny. Like he's met a lot of athletes, but when he called me and asked me for Steve Holman's autograph. I thought that was really cool.
Yes, that was pretty cool. Yeah, Steve could probably handle that.
Yeah.
Steve would be honored, obviously.
It was cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, certainly the Hawks' big win over the Lakers last night, kind of the big talking point and the buzz in town. During the game last night, we haven't had a chance as Hawks fans to be bragging on anything since probably that run, that 19-0 run, remember, in January, the 60-win season. What was that, 4 years ago? And Hawks fans last night decided, for lack of a better anything, just to be a little bit petty. And they did this to LeBron during the game.
And what may not be apparent until you see it up close, the upper body strength of LeBron.
He's a physical specialist. But one place he's...
All right, if you couldn't hear it in the background, chanting, Kobe's better.
And that was the good student section that was in that corner
The flight crew?
The flight crew.
Kobe's better.
They were loud.
Come on, that was pretty funny.
It was not.
Yes, it was. All right, wait a second. Laker fan, who's better?
Kobe is better.
Okay, so?
Okay.
All right.
You ain't won nothing to talk about him like that.
I cannot. He feels the way that he feels. I can't. Man. You know what I mean? I can't argue with that.
You know, go out and beat Boston.
He hasn't won anything. He hasn't won anything as a Laker. I mean, he has a point.
John's my man.
Let's see, the Rams, the Dodgers.
I am not a Ram fan.
I'm just talking about L.A., baby.
I got you. I got right, you.
Okay, just checking. Hey, listen, we don't have a chance to be petty very often. Not when you're Hawks fans. I mean, no, I'm not Richard. We probably have to reestablish this, okay?
What's that?
Hugh is Richard. Okay, he's Richard Petty. He's the kid. I'm like Kyle Petty.
I cannot argue with that.
But you know, listen, I think if nothing else, again, last night to you, you know what it shows you?
What's
that? It to me is that everything we've been trying to say to fans, if you can't see this, I don't know what to tell you, that with Tony Russler and Travis Schlenk and Lloyd Pierce and the new stadium and John Collins and Trae Young, the Hawks are the most transparent team of all of our franchises in this city. And they are transparent to exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And they've said that Travis Schlenk comes out and says, I want to do this in this manner. And we're seeing them. We're seeing what they want to do step by step right in front of our eyes.
But John, they kind of have to be. You can't, like, this is a situation where you have to be transparent. You can't sit here and lie to fans and say something to the effect that, hey, we're going to be a good team with what, 19 wins? You can't do that. They knew going into this season that they were going to be. It was going to be an uphill battle. Let me just say that. I didn't want to say they were terrible. It was going to be an uphill battle. And they knew in order for them to make this season successful, mm-hmm. that they had to kind of almost start over. In essence, basically that's what they did. They had to start over. This is a ground level movement to get people to buy into the Hawks. Yes, they're going to get better. But it's one of those things where there's nowhere to go but up in this situation, to be totally honest.
I don't think I've ever liked a 19-38 team more than I like these Atlanta Hawks.
I mean, they're playing hard. They're playing hard, and they're young, and they're growing. That's what you like about this team.
Yeah, they're 19-38, and I still really – I kind of love this team. I think they're fun. I think that they are who they are, and they're – I'm glad that they're not tanking. I know some Hawks fans want them to be, but I don't want them to. That was a nice win last night. Hey, Matt Bryant kind of got blindsided, according to him, when he was cut by the Atlanta Falcons. He went on with Dukes and Bell last night. Do you want to know the backstory of what happened? He told Dukes and Bell. We have the interview, and we're going to play it for you next on The Morning Show with John and you after a CBS Sports Minute.
Attention, everyone. I have a President's Day pro tip. You need to go to Dell.com/business deals right now because Dell's President's Day sale is live as we speak, and it's monumental. Get deals on Dell business computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and business tech, plus doorbusters up to 45% off. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Free shipping included. Again, call 877-BUY-DELL.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
How do you help tomorrow's teachers, engineers, or maybe even future presidents get to where they're going? You give it everything to build the vehicles they can rely on. Vehicles like the Sorento, Optima, and Forte. With advanced tech and safety features, backed by an industry-leading warranty. Right now, get $4,000 total cash on the purchase of a new 2019 Sorento V6 at Kia's President's Day sales event. Hurry into your local Kia dealer today.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $4,000 total cash includes $3,000 customer cash and $1,000 President's Day retail bonus cash on the purchase of a new 2019 Sorento V6. Customer cash.
2020 West at
Mornings with John and Hugh.
Yeah, that's right, G.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A lot to chop up as we get into the program today. We're actually going to talk quite a bit about the Braves as we count down to pitchers and catchers, based in part on a post that we have up on 929 The Game, our website that Hugh and I commented on. And if you want to go to our website, you can check it out. Biggest Braves questions ahead of pitchers and catchers reporting. It's on our website now at 929thegame.com, and that's a big part of what we're going to talk about, certainly reacting to the big win last night. But the Falcons continue to make news. There's a lot of NFL to get into today. Hugh, safe to say, would you say, we're going to play the Dukes and Bell Matt Bryan interview in just a moment, but I'm just kind of curious. From Sark to Manuel to Armstrong to, Rocky Alford being cut and then picked up and everything, was the Matt Bryan cut the biggest surprise in the offseason so far?
I would say so, yeah. You knew some changes were going to come. Didn't think that it would probably be him. So, yeah, I would say yeah, definitely.
Dukes and Bell had a chance to get the inside story on exactly what happened, and here's their conversation with former Falcons kicker Matt Bryan.
Well, first of all, is this the point in time where I say, hey, man?
Hey, man!
Yes, yes, Matt, it is. Very apropos. Thank you.
It is.
Nothing was ever said to me, this direction. To be flat-out honest, I had a gut feeling that it could happen, but like I thought with my play on the field, like it couldn't happen. Does that make sense?
Right.
So whenever it did come down, I was like, was I caught off guard? Yes. Because of what I did on the field. That's how it goes sometimes, I guess.
How you feeling, by the way, health-wise? Because, you know, when they brought Tavecchio in, and that's one thing we talked about, Matt, is when they kept Tavecchio on the roster, we said, that's kind of an eyebrow raiser. So were they concerned right about your health?
The way it was worded to me, and I guess it was, I can't remember when, but I guess, it's like they compared Tavecchio to Schaub, having a good backup quarterback kind of thing. Him staying around, as long as they did, I had my gut feeling but I still, my whole process was go out on the field and do my thing and let whatever happen because, there's opinions mm-hmm. and there are outlooks, but you can't argue with production.
And there's no doubt about that. I mean, you were, in my opinion, I think for most Falcon fans, the MVP of the previous season where we couldn't find our way into the red zone and scoring opportunities. And, the joke on this show was we crossed the 50 and Coach Quinn would go, kick it! Matt, kick it!
Get him in there.
And, you were kicking field goals from all over the place. So it right. is Matt Bryant, guys, former Falcon kicker joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let me ask you this. When you were going through your injury situation, because there was a game, and I don't know which one it was. You maybe you remember this. And Dan Quinn throws you out there, and you come up short on the field goal. And we were all wondering, was that within your range coming off of the injury? Did the injury affect your range this season?
Okay, so that field goal, all right, let's go to – and a lot of people don't think about this.
Okay.
Okay, so it's in Green Bay. It's December. It is I can't remember how cold it was. And that kick, the wind was blowing into our face with a kind of a crosswind. And beginning the game, we said, you know what, at the end of a half-type deal, end of a game, if we just have to, this is it. And so so at the middle of the game, we went out there to kick that kick. And you know, there in Green Bay, you have to kick a certain kind of ball. Mm-hmm. You have to kick a low line drive, especially when there's distance involved. And I didn't hit that kick. I miskicked it a little bit, and it came up short. And so, you know, you got people saying, oh, my goodness, he's this and he's that. Well, I mean, it's just so that's the scenario on that. I mean, you know, what people don't see in pregame is, you know, you get me kicking a 57, 58 yarder as part of my pregame. You know, you hit one bad ball that they see on TV, then it's like, holy smokes, this guy's, he's it. He's lost it. There it is.
Right.
You know, and that's just not the case.
No, you'd have to convince us, brother. 4 out of 5, by the way, on 50-yard-plus field goals this year was Matt Bryan for the Falcons. Matt Bryan, if you just tuned in, joins us here live on Dukes and Bell. He is out on the float. What's the future, man? Are you already looking at agent? Already looking at other teams?
Well, I mean, you know, you can look at. I've looked at all the scenarios of the possibilities. The fact of it is, though, unfortunately, right now, I can't talk to anybody considered tampering.
Right.
Which is crazy is that the idea that that even though I'm not wanted around here anymore, I can still help out the team that doesn't want me. Which is crazy because they can pick up a compensatory pick, I think, if I sign with somebody at a certain time. So that's kind of what I'm having to deal with right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I get it, Matt. I mean, none of this stuff, guys, officially becomes official, again, until the new league year, which is in March. And that's why even though guys have been, you know, told their services are not going to be retained, it doesn't become official until the new league year. So that's what Matt's talking about with this whole tampering situation. It is Matt Bryant, guys, our longtime kicker. Money, Matt Bryant. All right, so let me ask you as far as the team is concerned. Because we always see you up at Flowery, and we make the jokes, you know. Nobody likes a kicker until you have to make these game-winning kicks. What was the environment this year? Because I'm curious to know from your standpoint, because you're a little different. You know, you're watching, but you're also doing your job. But I think more than anybody else in the locker room, you get a chance to observe things and see things. What did you think about what happened even at the end of the year where Coach Quinn decides to let go of three coordinators? Was there a vibe in the locker room that just didn't mix? What was going on there?
You know, when it comes to decisions like that, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see Keith, leaving. In the locker room, to be honest with you, I'm just so focused on my job. I'm not paying attention to this conversation or that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I guess if not, it wouldn't be fair to me just to give my opinion because, to be honest with you, I didn't pay attention to those scenarios. So I'm not a very good source on that.
It is Matt Bryant with his guys in the WadeFord.com hotline. One of the best kickers, money kickers, NFL Pro Bowler in 2016. All right, let's change the tack. You got some great playoff kicks, man. We had obviously the 2012 run to the NFC Championship and, of course, the Super Bowl. What are one of the better moments, the better memories from your time as a Falcon?
Well, as far as a kick goes, like an individual kick would be obviously the one to beat Seattle in 2012, like you're saying. And I would just say overall, like a year would be, you know, Super Bowl year. I had a good enough year to be voted to the Pro Bowl and to go to the Super Bowl and experience that. So, I mean, that I would say my time here as a Falcon, those are two pretty good moments that stand out.
I'm guessing, because now you've been doing this, what, 20 years, Matt? I'm looking at them. I'm trying to 18 at least. You want to go to a contender, or is it just you just still want to kick in the league? What's your preference?
I want to go where I want it and where my services are valued to help that team do wherever it is. you know, to say one team or another right now, you know, I can't do that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's there's a lot of things that go into it. Would I like to would I like to get into the playoffs and you know, get to another Super Bowl? Yes, most definitely.
Matt Bryant with Dukes and Bell yesterday. It certainly looks like it might be Hugh. Tampa Bay, he has a house down there. Of course, he used to kick for Tampa Bay. If he goes to Tampa Bay, where they have had all sorts of kicking issues since Matt Bryant left, boy, that could be a thing that could come back and haunt the Falcons.
Hopefully that's not. Hopefully, you know, like I said, John, no disrespect to him, but it's 3 points. And hopefully it's not one of those games where it comes down to the kicker making a kick to win the football game.
Do you think there's a lot of pressure on Giorgio Tavecchio now, or more than?
No more pressure than there would be to be any kicker in the NFL. Hmm. You know, I know you're talking about from the standpoint of the fan base here in Atlanta.
Yeah, because if Giorgio missed a game-winning field goal, you know, the first reaction is going to be Matt would have made it.
You know, and there's going to be a little bit of that, but it's you got to move on. And I think when you listen to that interview, the thing that jumped out at me is this. He didn't see it coming, but he knew, he kind of felt that it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, John, when you get older, like Matt's been around the game a long time. He's made a lot of money as a kicker. It's one of those things where even though you're still producing, you're making a lot of money. This is the thing that fans need to understand what happened with Matt Bryant. If Matt Bryant wasn't making the kind of money that he was making, he would probably still be here. He would definitely still be here. You're talking about Giorgio Tavecchio probably going to come in making $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for his first deal. Mm-hmm. His first deal, John, he'll probably be somewhere about $3 million. Matt Bryant was making a lot of money. He's making close to like $7 million in 2 years, the 2 years he had left. Mm-hmm. That's why he got cut, because he's making too much money.
The Hawks last night with a big win over the L.A. Lakers. They beat LeBron because Kobe's better. Dum, 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 dum. What does it mean for the Hawks heading into the All-Star break? And is this season a success? In a manner of speaking. One of the big talking points this morning with John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now you can listen to The Game anywhere in the world. Just go to radio.com and stream us anytime.
Using the internet.
Stay connected to Atlanta sports 24/7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's the morning show on Sports Radio 99 The Game on this Wednesday with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Hope you're having a safe drive in today. A lot to chat about today. We're going to be getting into some big NFL news, which is coming up. A lot of Braves talk today. Already chatter on our Twitter at 929 The Game about the Braves quite a bit. We want you to jump into the conversation. We're asking the question this morning, can the Braves, as constructed right now, in other words, no more major moves as they're constructed right now, yeah, headed towards pitchers and catchers this weekend, can the Braves, as they're constructed right now, win the World Series this year? All right? And you're going to say, yes, they can because Acuna, or World Series, maybe playoffs, or no, they still need help, which is, of course, saying that as constructed right now, the answer is no. So you can vote on that and go to our Twitter and not only vote on that at 929 The Game, but also weigh into the conversation, because lots of people are talking about it already this morning about what they think the Braves still need to do. And we're going to get into that at the top of the hour and more throughout the program. But the other big piece of news, of course, around here is the fact that the Hawks beat the Lakers last night, 117-113. Trae Young with another big game. John Collins, those two go off to the All-Star game. Hugh, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go back. The team started 6-23. They're now 19-38. This club is probably going to end up winning 27, 28 games.
Maybe.
Okay. They're going to exceed our expectations. I mean, they could even get to 30 wins. You've seen the growth of Trae Young over the year. We thought for a while there that, he hit the wall, and we kind of, I don't know so much about that. And yet he's going to be front and center at the All-Star game. He was just one of the Rookie of the Month in the Eastern Conference. He's going to be in the Skills Challenge. He's going to be in the Rising Stars. We see what we got with John Collins. You know, I dare say that even with all these big wins, I think that no matter what happens from this point on, this season has been, by all accounts, a success in that regard.
I would say pretty good. Success, nah. I mean, because now you're moving the meter. You're moving the meter because ultimately you want to win. You want to be in the playoffs and win championships.
Understood.
Yeah, and I think that there is still.
And yes, I am moving the meter.
Yeah,
you're correct.
I think there's room for improvement. That's obvious. But I think that there's some positive things you can take out of this season, knowing what we know about this team. I think that coming into it, we all had lowered expectations,
mm-hmm.
and I think that honestly, up until this point, they've kind of met or I would even probably say exceeded the expectations.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way to
yeah,
put it.
Yeah, because the ultimate goal, John, is to make it to the playoffs and win a championship.
Sure.
And you know, when we start, you know, saying, you know, using – and then when you use the adjectives like great and great uh-huh. and stuff,
yeah, right.
you know, you're kind of yeah. – it's like, ah, not – because that's yeah. not
– I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
you. So, I mean, I like the enthusiasm that you're showing because you should, because this is an exciting young team. But next year – I would say, okay, if the bar this year, I think we had them at like 20 to 25 wins. I think the bar next year, you need to put 10 more wins with that.
I think the bar next year ought to be make the playoffs.
That's high.
Well, but if you get to 20, let's say you get to 28 wins,
uh-huh.
and you're saying the bar is 10 more wins, that puts you right on the edge of the playoffs, 38 to 40
okay,
wins.
Yeah, but to say that they make the playoffs, that might be a stretch.
Well,
but,
they may not. I'm just saying that ought to be the goal.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And then you got to think about all the other pieces that you're going to have to integrate into this team.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do have two first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but this is a progression. And then you think about that, John. When you integrate those two young draft picks in here, they're probably going to be on the floor as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to get them up to speed. So this is a three-year. This is a three-year progression.
Oh, they're three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look. Make no mistake. I'm not. Heady in the clouds saying, hey, they get a couple of draft picks next year, they're going to be able to go out there and win a title.
Yeah, I would say.
I don't even say in year three, I'm not going to say
I
that.
I would say year three for me, playoffs.
Yeah, so year three is when I don't expect them. I know that Tony Ressler is going to be somewhat impatient. And that's the one thing that I don't know about this coming offseason. What did you say? How many percentage of players are free agents this year?
Like 40%.
All right, he's going to have cashew. He's going to have a lot of it.
I think that if you're going
to
get
– they're going to dabble in free agency. I'm not saying they're going to go out and get KD.
But you got to get – I think you have to get the right pieces
mm-hmm.
that fit on this young team. I think that moving forward, if you're going to get a free agent, it can't be somebody that's going to come in and demand the ball. I don't think that fits into their overall philosophy. Because of the fact that they want to move the ball a lot. They want the ball moving constantly.
I agree with that. I would also say to you, I'm not sure you even want a starter. And follow me on this. I think if you get a stud kid, you've got three starters now. And maybe a fourth. I mean, Omari Spellman could – look, this draft class of Trey Young, Kevin Herter is better than I thought he would be as a pro.
He's playing well. Yeah.
And he continues to grow as a pro. And mm-hmm. Omari Spellman is showing you that he could be – you know, a pretty good player too, and we know that Trey has tremendous upside. But if you get another starter out of that first round next year, you don't necessarily need a starter. What you need are the Andre Iguodalas of the world who are willing to come in.
Complimentary players.
Yeah, the sixth guy and the seventh guy who will come in and be rotational guys where there's no drop off.
Yeah, I would say that's the case because I remember when Andre Iguodala was in he was in Philadelphia
and he was a starter.
He was a starter, but they tried to make him into a star. They tried to make him
right.
the star. They tried
did.
To make him the next AI.
AI. Right.
They tried to make him the next AI, and it didn't work out like that.
Because
he
of the went initials to, and all that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And he went to Golden State, and it worked out well for him there. It worked out well for him there. So I you're right, John. I think that the way that they want to build this thing, and that's why I say it's probably going to be a 2 to 3 year deal. It might even be a 4 year process. They want to try to build this thing through the draft.
All right, Chad's on the south side. Chad, do you consider this team has exceeded expectations this year?
100%. You guys kind of went where I was just thinking in my head. Now, I was curious seeing how they played last night and, you know, the comment or the announcer saying the great LeBron James couldn't keep up with him. How do you guys see, I mean, why would we not go ahead and try to get lightning in a bottle and go, do you not think someone like a KD or a LeBron or – maybe Klay Thompson, that star player, because let's face it, you bring one of those guys to the East, you're going to the finals. I mean, you know,
and who knows, Chad, I can't speak for Tony Ressler, and I appreciate the call, Chad, at 404-741-0929. I can't speak for Tony Ressler. I don't know how impatient he's going to be. I will say this. Everything he has shown me, he's been a very quiet owner in terms of his public, appearances, but he has done everything right. I think Travis Schlenk was the right move. Lloyd Pierce was the right move. He's pulled a lot of, getting, the arena redone. He's done a lot of things right, and he has said publicly that he is going to be willing to spend the money to win a title.
Yeah, but I think that, to the caller's point, you bring in a guy like KD, I think you're kind of going against what you've kind of – the blueprint that you've kind of set.
Right.
Because you're not allowing this team to grow together as a cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you bringing in a guy like that, he's going to command the ball, and it's going to be tough. So I think they're going to build this thing through the draft.
Like I said, there's a lot of fun stuff to kind of chop up a little bit. Baseball-wise, got some updates here on Harper and Machado that we have to pass along to you. And we're talking about the Braves. And we will be talking a lot with you about the Braves throughout the show today. I'll bring you the latest on what we see with the stagnant free agent market just a couple of days before everybody kind of shows up in Florida and Arizona and says, we're here. That's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.